Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's a brand new week and it's General Knowledge Monday. Our guest is Danny Kerr, who has played rugby union for England 84 times. Whew! Hello, Danny.
Hey, how are you? You all right?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for coming to Quiz Chat Repeat on General Knowledge Monday. There are 15 points to play for. Let's quiz, shall we?
I'm nervous.
Oh, good. Question number one. New Street is a train station in which UK city?
Oh.
Which UK city do you live in?
I live in London.
Okay.
But I don't think it's London. Do you know what I'm going to go for? This has kind of just come to me. The name Birmingham New Street rings a bell.
Ah.
And I've got family from Birmingham, so I'm going to go with Birmingham. If that's, does that stupid?
No, it's the right answer. The correct answer is Birmingham.
There we go.
Question number two. To avoid bad luck, what date should you supposedly take Christmas decorations down by?
Oh, see, because I'm lazy, I go till mid-Jan.
Oh, my God.
And I love Christmas, Nikita. I love Christmas.
Oh, you do love Christmas. That's a load of bad luck, though.
Oh, wow. Surely it's acceptable to go till... Maybe people are a bit weird and they whip them down the day after. I'm going to say Boxing Day.
Not even keep them up for New Year's.
Nah, because that's a whole new celebration, isn't it?
The correct answer is actually the 5th of January, because that's the 12th night. So, like, from the 25th from Christmas to the 5th of January. But some people do it till January 6th, unlike you, who's there till, like, the 25th of January.
Oh, yeah. I like to ride it out.
Question number three. Aquaman, Flash and the Green Lantern are all superheroes belonging to which comic book house?
Marvel.
It's actually DC Comics.
What?
Same world, different side, I think.
Oh, it's the wrong side of the galaxy.
Wrong side of the galaxy.
There you go.
Question number four. How many pounds are in a stone?
13.
Oh, correct answer is 14.
Oh, no. Oh, we get weighed every day at training.
I was going to say, don't you?
Every day.
Well, yeah. Maybe you're a pound less than you think.
Good.
It's
13. Happy days.
Question number five. In which year of the noughties was the iPhone released?
Oh.
First ever iPhone.
I reckon I was 18, which showing my age would be 05.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my answer. So my answer will be 07.
Oh, correct. 2007. Yes, nicely thought through. Question number six. What is the 21st letter of the alphabet?
And can I take my time? I'm going to do it.
You are doing it. I think I'll do it too.
You.
Correct.
You is
correct.
The answer.
Yeah. Correct. It is you. Oh, that's quite fun to have a little alphabet sing-along together.
There
Question number seven. What type of road originating from France is a large road running through a city often decorated with flowers?
Sounds lovely. A nice road with flowers on it.
But it's French, remember? It's originating from En France.
En France. I have no idea. Is it an English word?
No.
Perfect.
It's a French word, but we say it often.
We do say it, do we?
Yeah, I guess so. And I swear it's like in songs.
Okay, what type of song would you say it's in?
No, do you know what? I take that back because I think that's something else. It's definitely in songs.
It's definitely in songs.
But I don't want to... You don't have to live in this hell. You can just say, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know is the answer.
The correct answer is Boulevard.
Boulevard, lovely.
Boulevard. Question number 8. What is the base ingredient of tofu?
I thought this was going to be like relatively simple.
That is relatively, you know, well, if you know, you know, basically.
Ingredient of tofu is, I'm going to sound so stupid here, soya.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
I will accept soya.
I was so close to saying goat, so I'm glad I didn't say goat.
Yes. Yes, vegetarian tofu is made with goat.
Yeah, sorry. Soya.
So the answer is soya bean. We'll take it. Question number 9. Which ear did Vincent van Gogh chop off?
Okay, so this is a bit better. It's 50-50.
Exactly.
Let me just ask my 6-year-old son. Blake, left or right? Sorry, no. Left.
Correct. The answer is left. Your final 3 questions have multiple correct answers, Danny. Question number 10, for 1 point. Now, you have to just like the show, really. Apart from Sheldon, can you name any of the main characters from season 1 of The Big Bang Theory? So these are the other 4 characters credited with being in every episode of the first series, and we just want you to name one of them.
Oh, God.
Are you a fan?
It's one of them that's always on.
Yeah.
But you don't really pay much attention.
No, it's always on.
There's the blonde lady in it, isn't there?
If we're starting there, I don't think this is going to go well.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's only one that we're looking for. Do you remember the blonde lady's name?
I don't. I'm going to go for Louis.
Oh, you may have been thinking of Leonard.
Oh, that's the one. You must have heard me wrong. I meant to say Leonard.
So we're asking you to name any of the main characters from season 1 of The Big Bang Theory. You gave me Louis. The answers were, in fact, Leonard, Howard, or Raj, or I would have had Penny for the blonde lady.
Penny, that was it.
You're never going to be able to say that name ever again without anger. No. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 people that currently appear on the back of an English banknote? Not on the Queen's side. The other side of an English banknote.
Oh, wow. Churchill.
Correct. £5 he's on. He's on a fiver.
And Margaret Thatcher.
Incorrect, but I thought that was correct.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Jane Austen on a tenner. JMW Turner or Adam Smith. Who's Adam Smith?
Smithy.
Smithy?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's on a £20. And Matthew Bolton and James Watt are on a £50. Good for them.
Yeah, well played.
Question number 12. This is for 3 points, and this is your last question in your General Knowledge Monday. Can you name 3 of the Canary Islands?
Oh, Mallorca?
Incorrect.
Oh, no. Oh, the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
Tenerife?
Tenerife is correct.
Lanzarote?
Correct. So that's 3 points. You got 2 out of 3. Nice.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. You could have also had Gran Canaria.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one.
Was it? El Hierro. Do you want to name any more? You got any more?
No.
Yeah, let's not hurt ourselves. La Gomera. La Palma.
La Gomera. Beautiful place.
La Graciosa.
La Graciosa.
Fuerteventura.
Oh, yeah. Lovely spots.
Felt like we were just on holiday for a minute.
Yeah,
Danny, nice. Your total score at the end of General Knowledge Monday is 8. Not too shabby.
Tell me people have done worse.
They have. We'll talk you through your score after this quick break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people. But I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Danny, do you enjoy a quiz in general on TV or the pub?
I do love a quiz. Yeah, you probably wouldn't think that with my score and performance there. But yeah, I do normally love a quiz.
And you have been on The Chase, haven't you?
I've been on The Chase, yeah.
That's harder.
I took on The Chase, yeah. I took $5,000 back.
Nice.
Which I was very happy with. I got in the final chase and then we lost out just to the Cineman.
To the who?
You know, the Cineman, Paul Sinner.
Ah, Paul, you got him.
Who was incredible. It was like watching a genius at work. Just nailed about 15 in a row and we were like, wow, done.
Yeah. No, it's quite intimidating, the chase, when you get actually next to a chaser. But you did all right. You did yourself proud. Danny Kerr, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
That was another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. Tomorrow we have my personal favourite, Music Tuesday. So if you're listening while you're in the supermarket, while you're on the train, or just at home cooking, we're here for you.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.